This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Today we're spending some time with Dr. Rich Flotron, Chief of Police at Southeast Missouri State University. Dr. Flotron discusses some organizational changes within the University Police Department, as well as the new partnership with the Cape County Transit Authority, as well as the oversight of the Police Academy and some plans he has for the future. I spoke with him on the television program Focus on Southeast. Dr. Flotron, good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
So last time you were here, you were Director of Public Safety. So you've got a new title, and there's been some reorganization. Let's talk about that first.
Yeah. So in July, we changed from Department of Public Safety to University Police Department. And the reason for that is just kind of Department of Public Safety is more of an antiquated nomenclature for, you know, prior to me, the Director of Public Safety was non-commissioned. So since I'm a commissioned officer, it made a little bit more sense to kind of move to a police department.
Yeah. And you're commissioned with the Cape PD, right? I noticed that's something that happened recently. Or
yeah. So part of our commissioning ceremony is we were commissioned through the state, obviously through the university. And then we also have a cross commission through the Cape Girardeau Police Department.
Okay. So what other things happened with this organizational change? Anything internally happened?
Yeah. So we also added the Police Academy is now under the umbrella of the police department. So that used to be a separate entity that was under workforce development. And so since we made that change, the police department now, we have the academy director is now a captain under the police department.
Okay.
And then so Dane Stousing is the captain of that, and he runs the police academy. We also moved away from transit. So transit used to be under the Department of Public Safety. And we shifted that to Cape County Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm.
That was also done in July 1. And what that did is that by transitioning that away from the university is basically it's not under the Department of Public Safety anymore or under the University Police Department, because that way it's back to where it should be, because you have people who run the transit stuff all of the time, so they can use it a little bit better.
And I guess that change it enables students to actually have more opportunities to go to places beyond the campus, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So the big transition was we had two routes. We had a blue route and a green route. Mm-hmm. And what the problem was is sometimes we had trouble keeping drivers. And then we also had wings, which was on Wednesdays and Saturdays, which basically took students free of charge. They would pick them up at Towers, and there was kind of a route that they would go, but usually they would take them to the shopping mall or Walmart or different places around town.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that was there was so many that needed that we had to get bigger buses, first of all, because sometimes there was just like a 2 or 3 hour wait them to get there. So by transitioning to the CGCTA, they can now catch that same shuttle. It's not a bus, but it's a shuttle that runs every hour, and they're picked up by the Nexus building right there by the rec center. They're picked up every hour, and again, that's free of charge, and that takes them anywhere in the city.
So let's zoom back a minute. So these changes, so things that really aren't under your umbrella anymore, has that freed your department up to do other things maybe that you have time to that you didn't before?
We did, and that freed us up to do a little bit of thing called police work. So the police work has been, you know, my main focus. I really wanted to get back to us being more student-centric, customer-centric. I want to see my officers get out there. I want them to be police officers. I want them to do traffic. I want them to meet people where they are, meet the students where they are. So you might see them do a lot of foot patrol now through campus. You see them, you know, they can do driving, roving patrol. But
yeah.
I really want them to be more visible on campus and more interaction with the students. And we're doing a lot of community events as well, more kind of community outreach.
And I guess it used to be, though, that, I mean, the officers were kind of just in the background,
mm-hmm.
And that's something that you wanted to change.
Absolutely. So when I sat with you last year, that was one of my goals, was to get us to be a little bit more visible. You know, again, I'm big on being seen, because the more you're seen, the more you're known, and if people feel comfortable with you as a police officer, if they, you know, I challenge my officers to go into the offices and meet the people in the offices so they know them on a first-name basis and associate with the students and go to the lunchroom or go to the cafeterias and have lunch with them, just so that way they're seen. And because if they're more comfortable with them and interacting with them, then they're going to be more apt to share information and they're going to feel more comfortable with having those officers there.
It's the idea, and I know the Cape PD has done this, the community policing sort
absolutely.
Of approach, and that's really what you're trying to implement.
That's here. Right. That's right. And that's exactly what it's all about. And you know, it's a little bit an offshoot of the community policing is that more what I call student-centric. Mm-hmm. To get them out there and get them in the, I don't mean this facetiously, but I mean get them in the faces of the public, get them in the faces of the students and the faculty and the staff, so that way they know them. And I get a lot of great reports from faculty and staff say, you know, we've seen more officers this year than we ever have before, and we didn't realize that you had so many different officers. Mm-hmm. You know, I really pride our department on the fact that we're very diverse. And, yeah. you know, I want to fill most of our officers are actually graduates of either CMO and or our police academy. So that's what I really like.
Well, my next question was going to be, what's the response been? But obviously you've heard from the faculty and staff that say, hey, we're glad that you guys are
absolutely,
out
more. Absolutely. And again, is, you know, I haven't turned down in a year. I haven't turned down any speaking opportunities that, you know, so I've been invited to the faculty senate. I've been invited to you know, the classified staff or the professional staff, you know, to different fraternities mm-hmm. and sororities and things like that. So that's what I love to do. And I just want to go out there and I call it kind of preach the gospel a little bit of kind of okay. what we do, because I want them to see us as we're people too. I'm a father. I'm a father of a current student here. Okay. So, you know, I take that serious, the safety for the students yeah. and the people coming on our campus.
So you were here a year ago, and now we're a year later. So a lot of some of the things you talked about have been implemented. What's next?
So technology is rapidly, you know, just it's outpacing some of the times some of the things that we can do. Okay. So one of my big goals was I really wanted us to move into the 21st century when it came to technology. So my officers now have laptops in the car. They now have. You know, capabilities of doing that, and we got some flock cameras around campus, which is license plate readers.
Okay.
So we're trying to kind of stay up on the emerging technology, some of the AI things that are coming out now with moving to the cloud with our report writing system. So there's just a lot of things that we can do, and in the future, what I'm hoping for is we still have parking services under us.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I would really like to do is eventually move to like a permitless system where you don't have to go in anymore and get a permit. That's kind of, again, that's antiquated. That's something that, you know, now everybody carries a phone and you can download the permit and that way you have it. And then through the license plate readers, we can tell who has the permit and who doesn't going into a specific parking lot.
That's interesting. So I know now, like in front of our building in Serena, they used to be the, you know, feed the meters. Those mm-hmm. are gone. Now you scan a code.
Yep,
I guess
the Honk app.
Yeah.
Yes.
So eventually we're going to get away from even that.
Right. Because, well, and what we were finding, the reason we moved to that is because nobody carries change anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody carries money anymore. Right.
Absolutely.
So I think we were missing out on a lot of opportunity there. So one of the things we wanted to do is, again, this actually came up through through meetings with the student government is, you know, like what can we do to change some of that? And so mm-hmm. we started researching that. We found that, you know, moving to this app, because if you go to any place else outside of Cape Girardeau, I'm from the St. Louis area. So if you go to the St. Louis area and you go need to park somewhere, you just basically scan that QR code and you can pay right then and there. And that's what we moved to.
That's handy. Well, Rich, we're already out of time.
That was a fast 10 minutes.
I know. It's really good to talk with you. Thanks for being here. We'll have you back again.
Thank you.
We've been going public with Dr. Rich Flotron, Chief of Police at Southeast Missouri State University. To hear more conversations, visit krcu.org. And don't forget to subscribe to the Going Public podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts.